I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion, snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in snake rescue.
I was just arriving at a friend's place to go and release a mamba with him, the big one I got in Reservoir Hills. And just as I was pulling in, my phone rang. And it was a lady from Stanga who's reported a black mamba in her workplace. Sounds like, I think it might be a scrapyard, which just sounds like mamba heaven. It sounds like it's hiding among some scrap. But I said to her, is it contained? And she said yes. So I'm hoping it's not going to go anywhere. Stanga's obviously kind of far, but happy to go if it's contained, and they're happy to wait. I can get there probably 40 minutes, 45 minutes from where I was. I hope no one kills it, because that's often the case. You know, you get there and then someone's trying to kill it. And that's obviously really dangerous, so hopefully it's just left alone. I don't think people have any idea how happy mamba calls make me. It's like my therapy. A personal note, I struggle with depression quite badly. And the one thing that I find is the best, almost cure, or temporary cure, is a mamba call. It makes me focus on something else. It makes me happy. The adrenaline, the excitement, I love it. So people often ask me why I love mambas so much. So that is one reason. Working with them is just so exciting and fun. As weird as it sounds, it is a highly venomous snake and a bite can kill you, but I love working with them. They're just so impressive. So yeah, I'm hoping this one stays there for me and waits, and I hope all goes well. I'll chat to you there if I can.
It's like in a big warehouse, it's filled with old scrap metal. There's a pile of like crates filled with wires and all sorts of gadgets, and it's somewhere in here, but there's a lot of, what is that? Sounds like there's something in your roof there. What is that, a machine? Can't see it right now, but gonna have to move a few crates. A lot of hiding places. I've just been moving a bunch of crates, lots of them, a couple piles of them, and next to them was a lawnmower, a lot of lawnmowers actually, and some pallets. And I moved the lawnmower, I lifted it a bit and the coil of the body popped out. So we've got it trapped here.
That was quite a tough catch. There's just so many hiding places for it. But I'm actually so glad it had a lot of shelter, because otherwise it would have been shot. I've never gone to a call where the first thing I see is a man with a shotgun. Wasn't sure if it was for me or for the snake. And their first thought was to shoot it. They wanted to shoot that snake. And that would have infuriated me. But I understand, you know, they were saying to me that their father or the granddad, he was the guy to call when there was a snake. And he would come with the shotgun, the same shotgun, and blast it away. Unfortunately, I was shown some pictures of pythons, which is sad. You know, some big pythons that were shot. But I can't understand, you know, they said to me, you know, we didn't know we could call for help. They follow me on social media and now they know they can call. And that's the thing, you know, that's why awareness is so important. We need to tell people that there is help and there's a lot of snake catchers, and problems like this can be resolved more peacefully and without anyone or any animal getting hurt. So yeah, glad there's a lot of shelter for it, but makes life tough for me. Because there's so much to move. Fortunately, the workers were they were scared, but they didn't hesitate to help, which is great. I had checked the crates thoroughly before asking them to pull them away. So, yeah, that was good. There was a point where I heard it moving, and I told everyone to keep quiet, but then we lost it. And so there were about four or five stacked crates, all in a, like, big, there must have been 10 to 12 of them stacked on one another, full of rubbish. And it moved through the containers, and then, as you would have heard me say, next to the containers was a bunch of old lawnmowers. There's just so much random rubbish in there. I just sort of bumped the lawnmower almost by accident, and just out of the corner of my eye I caught a glimpse of the body sticking out from under the lawnmower. People who follow me on social media will know that I'm usually in slops. You know, it's like it's hot to walk around in boots. And then I was actually out, so I was just meeting a friend to release him on, and that just involves tipping a bucket over, so you don't need boots. So I don't have my boots on me. Kind of wish I did, because Mamba was fairly close to my feet. But anyway, people always have something to say about my slops. I like my slops, leave them alone. Then it was tricky because it was hard for me to lift the lawnmower while trying to grab the snake at the same time. So one of the workers kindly offered to assist. He climbed up on an old fridge which was next to the lawnmower. And so from up there, he grabbed the handle bar of the lawnmower and lifted it. And I thought, great, that'll be quick and easy. But no, the mamba was actually not just under the lawnmower. It had got itself basically on top of the blades. So it was right in there. So when he lifted the lawnmower, there's no snake. It was in the blades. What a place to have a mamba. Can you imagine someone trying to go and cut the grass and they find, the blade's not working? And then the mamba, it quickly dashed under some pallets, and then it was almost like a giant shelving system. But it went under there. And there was a point where I managed to reach in and pull it out. There's so much stuff in the way, so I had the one worker watching where the head was. I just saw the body. So I was trying to pull it out by the tail. I pulled the head out. I tried pinning it down, but something fell on the head. Not something that's going to hurt, like a big piece of cardboard. And I was blind. There was no ways I was going to reach for the head without seeing what was going on. So I had to release it, have a quick swing at me, and then move back underneath. And again, I tried grabbing it. And as the tongs grabbed it, now the snake's grumpy. I mean, now it feels like I'm going to kill it. It's you know, it's fearing for its life. So it struck at me. Joyce gets the heart racing. And then it tried to go behind a giant paper roll, but like massive, a couple meters long. And that's where I sort of managed to get the neck with the tongs. And I pulled it out a bit, waited for it to reverse, and then I managed to grab the head. That was it. But yes, it was a strong snake. It's a big snake, big animal. It's thick. But yeah, I had a nice, healthy, strong animal. And you know, if I'd seen that mamba blown to bits by a shotgun, I would have been really upset, because you know, it's a big old snake. It could be around 10 years old. People don't realize that it's so hard for a snake to get to that size, because there's so many natural predators. There's birds, mongoose, monitor lizards. Then they've got to cross roads, and obviously they get hit by cars. People kill them. Dogs and cats kill them. So they do well to get to this size, and it would just be such a waste to just blast it away like that. So thankfully that didn't happen. Everyone came to touch it. They're all fascinated. I think it was the first time they've touched a mamba, well, certainly a live one. And they said they'll call in future, because they've got my number. Like I said, hopefully there's no more animals killed there. They will definitely get more mambas, more pythons, and they apparently have what they say a problem with monitor lizards. But it's because they've got chickens. They've got a lot of chickens. And the monitor lizards come for the eggs, so they're always going into the enclosures taking all the eggs. You can't blame it. Mambas, there's just so much rubbish there. They're in the middle of cane fields, and they'll take chicks. I saw some cats, there's probably kittens, the mambas will take them. They're always going to have mambas there, and they know that. So I just hope we can save more, and I think they will. They were nice people, they were grateful. They kindly gave me a donation for petrol, and yeah, I think they're going to call me in the future, and that's the main thing. It's good to know. That's what it's about, eh? Just make people know there's help and they don't need to kill those snakes. We measured it, by the way. It was 2.56 meters long. I will weigh it. I'll collect DNA for a project I'm doing on them. That's UKZN. And then I'll go and release it back at their workshop. No, I'm just kidding. I'll take it far from people. We can live a happier life. Somewhere safe.
This has been another real-life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.